Welcome to the present moment and to the body scan meditation. For this practice, posture is important, so find a position for yourself that is really comfortable and yet allows you to remain awake and alert for the practice. Sometimes we invite that the body scan be done lying down. And this is a comfortable position, but if you find that when you are meditating, allowing the body to lie down, if you fall asleep, then you'll want to change that posture and possibly sit up instead, just to maintain this awareness of being able to follow the entire meditation from beginning to end. Getting a sense now of arriving into this present moment, regardless of any of the activities that you may have been doing leading up to this moment, and anything that you plan to do after this practice, see if you can, over and over again, bring yourself right here, right now, in this present moment. Nothing else to do, nothing else to think about, but just allowing yourself the ease of being here, relaxing the body, and following the guidance. As you settle in now, feeling into the area around the eyes and closing the eyes if that's comfortable. If not, lowering the gaze, softening your vision, and this allows the eyes to get a little bit of a rest. Eventually, they may just close all on their own. So closing the eyes if that's comfortable, and just feeling into the overall position of the body, modifying the position a little bit if you choose, and inviting some relaxation. It's not always possible, depending upon what's happening when we come to practice, but always inviting yourself to relax the body, and then eventually some muscles that are a little bit tighter might actually unwind a little bit throughout the process of the body scan. Beginning now with the breath, bringing attention, focus, and awareness to the very, very natural act of breathing. This breath is always rolling somewhere in the background. And so see if you can bring the breath and the awareness of it right up into the forefront, right up into your field of awareness, where you're anchoring with this natural cycle that's happening right now, inhalation and exhalation. Maybe it's easy to observe this wave of breath at the tip of the nose, where the air is being drawn into the nostrils. Taking a second to feel that wave of breath if you can. Sometimes the air entering the nostrils, feeling a little bit cooler from the outside of the body. And then on the exhalation, feeling that very subtle sensation of the warmer air that flows out of the nostrils, maybe even passing over the upper lip, bringing awareness to this area around the nose and seeing if it's possible to observe here how the breath is feeling as it rolls very naturally in and out. Perhaps it's easier still to identify with the breath around the front of the body, the chest, or the belly, and the gentle rise and fall that occurs with each and every inhalation and exhalation, bringing awareness to your breathing now without manipulating it, without changing it, just allowing the observation of this wave of breath, the one that's here right now, following a few full cycles of breathing in and breathing out, being present right here, just breathing. Having this awareness of breath and also recognizing that the mind does have a tendency to wander. Thoughts and stories and labels and all kinds of things, including judgment of just being in the practice, might enter in. And when this happens, whether you're bringing awareness to the breath or any other sensation in the body, allowing for just the recognition that the mind has wandered, and then releasing whatever thought or emotion may have taken it away, and then returning gently but directly to the breath or whatever object of attention we're bringing with the body scan. So coming back to the breath each and every time the mind wanders, or to the part of the body that you're being guided to pay attention to during the practice. Preparing now for the body scan meditation, where you'll be guided to different parts of the body, both the surface and even inside the body. And the only job, if you will, that you have here is to simply observe what's happening in each part of the body, what kinds of sensations can be felt. And there are so many sensations always coming and going, some very subtle and some stronger, like the tickling or tingles on the surface of the skin, or maybe in deeper past the skin, some feelings of muscle contraction or soreness, tightness in muscles or aching, even pain in certain parts of the body. Inviting yourself to be open and curious about all of the variety of sensations that come and go in any given present moment. So beginning the body scan and allowing the breath just to drop back into the background and allowing your awareness to flow down the body all the way down to the sole of the left foot. And maybe bringing attention first to this pressure point of wherever it is that the foot is making contact with the surface that supports it below. If you're lying down, this might be the back of the heel. If you're sitting up, it would be the sole of the foot. So bring your attention, your awareness, your focus to the sole or the heel of the left foot. And then allow the awareness to spread from that point across the entire bottom of the foot, feeling as you go. Over the top of the foot, the toes, in between the toes, the top of the foot, and the left ankle. Just sensing into this left foot, the surface of the skin, as well as maybe the interior of the foot. feeling into whatever's here right now in this moment. Spreading the awareness upward to the left shin and around the calf, the back of the left knee and around to the kneecap. Just bringing your attention and awareness to the lower left leg from the knee all the way down to the toes. Just being present. Traveling up to the front of the left thigh and then around the back of the thigh. Once again, on parts of the back body, maybe feeling that light pressure from where the body is making contact with the surface below. Around the back of the base of the trunk, the buttocks, and then the left hip. Noting this major socket that connects the left leg with the torso. So with your awareness, allowing this feeling into and sensing anything from temperature to tightness, even the sensation of where clothing is touching the surface of the skin, muscles that may be releasing electrical impulses, anything from faint to strong sensations as you travel from the left hip all the way down the leg to the toes of the left foot, feeling into this entire leg with awareness. Oftentimes, the mind will wander as thoughts drift in, and that's okay. Perfectly natural. This may happen many, many times. I'm just practicing those 3 R's of recognizing when the mind has drifted, releasing the thought or the emotion or the story, and then returning. And now returning to the sole of the right foot as you shift the awareness from the left foot to the right foot, feeling into the sole of the foot, the heel. Once again, that pressure point where the foot is making contact with the surface below. Up and over the top of the foot, the toes and in between the toes. And then the top of the right foot all the way around the right ankle, connecting the foot to the leg. How is it with this part of the body in this moment right here? Noting as you go any sensations that are detectable in your field of awareness up the right shin and the calf, behind the right knee and then the kneecap, connecting the lower leg to the upper leg and feeling into this lower part of the leg from the toes all the way up to the knee. Moving your awareness up to the front of the right thigh and around the back of the thigh. Once again, noting where the body is making contact, that sensation of a little bit of pressure. And the lower part of the trunk, the base, the buttocks, and then the right hip. The socket connecting the right leg to the torso, feeling into this entire right leg with all of your awareness, sensing what's here now in terms of feelings from the toes all the way up to the right hip. Just being right here, present with body and sensations. Allowing your awareness now to sense in and around the surface of the skin, of the lowest part of the torso, the base of the torso, the pelvic region, the area in between the hips at the front of the body, and then moving around to the back of the body, the very base of the back, the base of the spine, feeling into the base of the back, the spine, the lower back, the muscles, noticing where the body may hold tension or tightness, and if it's possible to soften, to invite some relaxation into those places, by all means do so. Otherwise, just softening around those areas, noticing where the body holds onto tension or tightness. Moving up the back, further still, to the middle of the back. And then the upper back, around the shoulder blades, behind the shoulder blades, and the muscles in the upper back and shoulders. Feeling into the back body, all the way from the top of the back at the base of the neck, all the way down to the base of the spine, just sensing into what is here now to be felt in the whole back. Noticing thoughts as they drift in, possibly bringing with them stories or judgments about certain parts of the body or the sensations that are being felt. And just softly releasing, once you've recognized the mind has wandered, just release the thought, emotion, label, story, whatever's there, and then return. Returning now to this whole back, relaxing, releasing, softening if you can. And then moving the awareness around the sides of the body. And then settling the awareness in the lowest part of the front body, in between the hips, the surface of the belly, moving up to the mid-body, and then the chest region, the surface of the chest, and up around the collarbone, in between the shoulders on the front of the body. Feeling into the body, even past the surface of the skin now, bringing some awareness, if you can, to the inside of the torso, beginning with the chest region, inside around these organs of the heart for circulation, the lungs for ventilation, sensing into the chest region if you can, just allowing your attention and awareness to drift in and around, down around the region of the stomach, those organs that are associated with digestion, the assimilation of food, sensing any feelings that come from this part of the body. And lower still into the regions of the organs for reproduction and elimination. Just feeling into the wholeness of the inside of this torso. Moving the awareness up now to the left shoulder, on top of the left shoulder, and allowing the attention to spread all the way down this left arm to the palm of the left hand, sensing into the left hand now with awareness, allowing it to spread across the palm and the undersides of the fingers and thumb, and then over the top of the hand, the fingers in between the fingers, the top of the hand and the wrist, connecting the left hand to the arm. Sensing into the hand, noticing perhaps the temperature as the air touches the surface of the exposed skin. Moving up to the forearm, around the back of the forearm, and then the left elbow, connecting the lower and upper arm, just sensing into the arm from the elbow down to the fingertips and back up to the elbow again. What's here now in this moment? What can be felt? Perhaps even neutral feelings in parts of the body where there's no apparent sensation that can be felt. And this is okay, just bringing your awareness anyway, letting it connect and settle into parts of the body that perhaps don't get much attention otherwise. Moving the awareness up from the left elbow, up the upper arm, the front and the underside, including the left armpit and the left shoulder. The shoulder socket connecting the left arm to the torso. Really feeling into, with all of your awareness, the left arm all the way from the shoulder down to the fingertips and thumb. Being present. Shifting the awareness now from the left hand to the right hand, the palm of the right hand, and then allowing it to spread over the palm and under sides of the fingers and thumb, and over the top of the hand, tops of the fingers, in between the fingers, the top of the hand itself and the right wrist. Connecting this hand to the arm, just feeling into this right hand, noting the difference perhaps between sensations that can be noted between the left and right hand, depending upon which one is your dominant hand. Feeling the right hand, perhaps the air that surrounds the hand, and any sensations coming from the surface or inside the hand. Allowing thoughts or judgments or anything that causes the mind to wander to just release, and always coming back, bringing the attention back each and every time it drifts away, coming back to the right forearm, the top and underneath, and then the right elbow, How is it with this part of the body? From the fingertips up to the right elbow, the lower part of the right arm, just feeling into it, experiencing any sensations that are here now. Once again, just bringing attention to any parts of the body that seem to be tight or need softening in some way, and invite that to happen with the awareness. But if not, just noticing, where does the body hold on? And then as the experience of sensations occurs, noticing the subtle sensations and see if it's okay to even be curious about those sensations that are stronger, as in the case of aches or pain in the body. Inviting yourself to really bring some observation, some curiosity about even strong sensations and noticing the wave of sensation as it may come and go, as it may lessen in between spikes of feeling. Moving up to the upper arm, and then the underneath, including the right armpit and the right shoulder. Once again, the shoulder connecting the right arm to the torso, feeling into this entire right arm, all the way from the fingers and thumb, all the way up to the top of the shoulder, just being present with whatever sensations are here now. Feeling into the tops of the shoulders now, from the right shoulder all the way across the top to the neck, that cord that runs from the shoulder to the neck, and then again, that cord that runs along the top of the left shoulder as well. Feeling into those muscles, as well as the muscles in the very top of the back. Coming to the back of the neck, and then just traveling with awareness up the back of the neck to the base of the skull, and feeling into the back of the neck itself, all of the muscles, all of those cords and tendons that run up and support the neck to support the head. Feeling into the sides of the neck, and then the front of the neck at the throat. Perhaps feeling into that sensation of when swallowing happens. Moving up the throat to the base of the jaw. Feeling into the jaw, the positioning of the jaw, is it relaxed or possibly is it clenched? Bringing some awareness here, seeing if it's possible to allow the jaw to relax. Sensing into the oral cavity, into the mouth, and getting a feeling for how the tongue is positioned as well, relaxing the tongue inside the mouth, getting a sense of this lower part of the facial structure, the mouth and the gums, in the teeth, coming outside to the surface of the face, around the lips, moving around to the cheeks, the surface of the skin, just feeling into this facial structure. Bringing awareness up the face, around the cheeks, the nose, the nostrils. Maybe sensing once again the subtle air that flows in and out of the nostrils. And then from the cheeks, flowing upward around the eyes, the eyelids, the eyeballs, the eye sockets. Really feeling into with your awareness these parts of the body, noticing if the eyes or the areas around the eyes, at the temples or the eyebrows, or the forehead, if there is any expression being held on the face, any of the muscles tightened in any way, and giving an invitation for some softening here, if that's the case. Softening around the eyes, the temples, the forehead. Spreading your awareness up and over the top of the head and the scalp, the sides of the head, in and around the ears. Connecting with your awareness all the variety of parts of the body, from the surface to the inside of the body. Even sensing in, if you can, to the interior of the skull. The skull that houses the brain. This organ that has the capacity to create, store, retrieve these thoughts, emotions. And then bringing the awareness up to the top of the head, and then imagining the awareness just slightly centered right over the top of the head, almost as if like a shower, imagining the awareness now really opening up and flowing down the body, just like the water would do in a shower, instead of having this very defined focus going part by part, now really expanding the awareness and allowing it to begin to flow over the top of the head and then down the sides of the head, connecting everything with this awareness as it flows down the front of the face, over the forehead and the eyes and temples, the cheeks, nose, and mouth, the chin, and then down below, over the neck, the front of the throat, the sides, and the back of the neck, flowing still and connecting over the tops of the shoulders, and flowing down both of the arms, all the way past the tops of the arms and elbows, the forearms and wrists, down to the hands, to the fingertips and thumbs. Spreading the awareness still from the collarbone all the way down the front body, past and over the chest, the mid-body, the stomach region, the sides of the body, and down the back, the top of the back and shoulders, past the shoulder blades, down to the mid-back and lower back, down to the hips and the lowest point of the base of the body at the trunk, the pelvic region, the buttocks, and now from the hips, flowing down both legs, over the thighs, front and back, the knees, the shins and calves, the ankles, the heels, soles, and tops of the feet, all the way down to the toes. Imagining this wave of awareness having traveled all the way from the head down to the tips of the fingers and tips of the toes. Everything connected. Feeling the strength of this body, the wholeness of this body. Everything connected, doing its individual job, and also the collective job of what every part and every organ does together to the best of its ability in every single moment. Feeling the strength and stability of this body, breathing. Bringing some awareness back now into this wave of breath that's coming in and out of the body. Allowing the awareness to follow these cycles of breath. Maybe imagining that this next breath fills the entire body, reaching through the body all the way to the extremities, sweeping the body, cleansing it, and then removing on the exhalation that which is no longer needed, stale. Every breath going very deeply into the body, cleansing, sweeping the body clean, and then releasing. Releasing the old and stale. And this cycle continues over and over. Allowing for the awareness to follow the next few cycles, a very natural breath as it flows into this body and out again, just being present, breathing. As we come close to the end of this practice, taking a moment to congratulate yourself, to express some inner gratitude for showing up in this way, connecting in these moments the body, the breath, and the variety of sensations that come from the body in any given moment. From subtle to strong. Thanking yourself for this practice, knowing that it is nothing shy of an act of self-love, self-care, and taking a part in your own health and wellness. Beginning now to get a sense of the environment around you. And very slowly, and at your own pace, beginning to bring motion into the body that has been at rest. And now introducing a little bit of motion, maybe just beginning to wiggle the fingers and toes. And bringing some additional movement when you're ready into the arms and legs. Just stretching, paying attention to what the body needs now in this moment. And when you're ready, very gently opening the eyes.